nationwide. We bring you latest current issues, discussions and information. Nationwide on Radio Miraya.
Hello and welcome to Nationwide Discussion Hour. My name is Lucy Kiden. Today we're going to look at the fight against recruitment and use of children by armed forces and groups. Now, thousands of children are recruited and used in armed conflicts across the world. Just between 2005 and 2022, more than 105,000 children were verified as recruited by used parties to conflict, although the actual number of cases is believed to be even much higher. Now, in South Sudan, no one knows the exact number of child soldiers in the country. Due to this crime, because this crime is not reported by the perpetrators and there's poor birth registration that makes age verification quite difficult. But according to the U.S. State Department, government and opposition forces in South Sudan are believed to have recruited more than 19,000 children for use as child soldiers in the country's civil war since the country's civil war began in 2013. Experts estimate that there were between 7,000 and 19,000 child soldiers in South Sudan as of February 2021. So each year, the international community celebrates February 12 as the International Day to Fight Against Involvement of Children in Armed Conflict. The day is known as International Red Hand Day. Like literally, the hand is red and it says, stop recruiting child soldiers. And the aim is to raise awareness on the harmful effects and the use of children in armed conflict to discuss more on the matter. And so right now I am joined by some guests in the studio who will be sharing with me more on the topic. We have Omer Sharafdin, who is the State Director for Social Welfare in Central Equatoria State. You're welcome, Mr. Omer.
Thank you. Shukran lak shadid.
And then we have Colonel Kuo Mayen, who is a Central Equatoria State Technical Committee Member on Child Protection. Welcome to Radio Miraya, Colonel.
Thank you.
And we have our own Jane Juan Simon, who is UNMISS Child Protection Officer. Welcome, Jane.
Thank you, my dear.
Yes, and so we're going to go direct into the topic. But first, I just want to get your personal views with your experience on child protection in terms of child soldiers. What is your personal view on the recruitment of child soldiers during armed conflict? I'll start with you, Mr. Omer Sharafdin from the ministry in the state.
Shukran shadid jidan usual de muhim khalis. بحقيقه اني نغادي نعمل حمايه للاطفال وخاصه الاطفال اللي قاعدين يجدنوا سن 18 او اقل من 18 سنه. الايال دي طبعا هو اساسا ما عنده مقدره وما عنده قوه عشان بيشتغل شغل جيش على حسب قانون بتاع جنوب السودان وقانون العالمي بالنسبه للناس يو ان. فعشان كده نحن بنقبل اي جنه اقل من 18 سنه يخش او يشتغل شغل عسكريه. فأني نشينا إيال ديل من مركز بتاع تدريب أني نجيبنا موانا كلام دي قبل سنة أو سنتين إيال ديل تقريبا عددهم بوصل 27 جانا بعدين في حاجة بتاع ثلاثة بنات أقصد ستة بنات أني نجيبنا وخطينا موانا ومن لهم بعد من التدريبات وفي نهاية أني نرجعناهم لأسر بتاعهم. فهم رجعوا لأسر بتاعهم اللي ما عاد فيه زي ثلاثة إيال أبا يرجع لأسرة بتاعهم فقام اشتغل هنا في جوبا هنا شغل بتاع
خسل عربا هم أنا بقال ما كلمشني
ولا يقال طبعا ما عندهم ناس في بلد هناك عشان هو برقيني معه هم ناكريني
أوكي
سو دي هم مشينا هنا
أوكي
yeah.
Alright good job اللي تباك دي رامل شوكل زي دي عشان تبشيل إيال دي من محل المون فوق وصول دي ما tema mahal kwesa jan jana suker bikungi shakla ma sila ukida. So thank you for sharing that. Colonel, what is your personal thought on this issue of recruitment of child soldiers?
Actually, to start, I just want to give the brief history about the child. Who is a child? A child is person below the age of 18. even though by one day we can call it a child. The government, even before the independence of South Sudan, we had taken a lead on that issue to connecting the children associated with the armed conflict. In this regard, the government has developed a comprehensive action plan. That action plan, actually there were so many action plans being developed by the actors to the conflict. One of them, the SOA and the SPLA-IO, which are the signatory to the peace agreement, and the government, which is SSPDF. And this action plan, it is the way forward that the government has to minimize the use of children during the armed conflict,
mm-hmm.
of which we are the part of it now, implementers of this action plan.
Okay. And what is your personal thought, Yani Itta, just you? Let me even remove Colonel. You as Col Mayen, what do you think about child recruitment of soldiers?
Yeah, actually this one, to my understanding, is a bad behavior, that to use a child in the time when the child is not ready, is not built up, it is a challenging. So I used to discourage this kind of practice, and that is why even I was happy to be part of these people who are to take away the children from the rank of the army.
Wow, that's good to know. Thank you so much. Jen Juan, tell me, how did you come to work in this specific area? What are your thoughts about this?
We within child protection, we have what we call it a state technical committee. And that state technical committee is meant to ensure that the parties within South Sudan who are listed for recruitment and use of children and committing other forms of violations are delisted. So for them to be delisted is not easy, but they need to cooperate with UN in order for them to be delisted. And currently, SSPDF, they are moved from Annex A to Annex B. When you are moved from one annex to another, means there is progress in what you do. So through the action plan, we were able to move the SSPDF from one annex to another. So what do we do? We do training. We have trained thousands of SSPDF, and also we have trained other organized forces, and we formed this state technical committee. And that state committee, it is embedded in action plan that all the ministries and organized forces and SSPDF and all the parties to the conflict, they need to be part and partial of the action plan. That's why we came with that state technical committee, in order for us to work holistically to ensure that children within South Sudan are protected. And the state technical committee is not only found in Juba or in Central Equatoria. We have in all the 10 states of South Sudan, and on top we have the National State Technical Committee, as well as Ministerial State Technical Committee, which oversees all the technical committees. And in that training, we do engagement. For example, if there is any school occupied or any facility under the military occupation, we go and we engage with the people who occupied that facility. Could that be SSPDF or SPLA-IO?
Yes.
We engage with them and advocate for them to vacate that facility.
Okay.
And also we sometimes go to neighboring communities in case we heard that they are violation that are taking place within that community. We go and we do awareness raising to ensure that they know how to protect their children from some of the violations that are enshrined in the action plan, as well as within our mandate of child protection.
Okay, thank you. You've actually answered a question that I was going to ask a bit later, but I really still want to know your personal feeling about this particular topic?
My feeling about this particular topic, I feel strongly that a child's place is not military.
Mm-hmm.
If you wanted to assist a child or to support a child, you better train that child to be somebody in the future. Mm-hmm. Than for you, like, you give him a pen than for you to give him a hand, a gun.
Okay.
So for me, I feel strongly that we need to support, for example, children who are in the military who are ready to be educated. We need to support them to get that education so that they will be the future leaders and they will look after themselves tomorrow.
All right. Thank you so much for sharing your personal voice. Let me just ask quickly, Mr. Omar, how long have you been working with children?
Wallahi, akhi, this one quiz. Ana has a social welfare visit.
Aye.
Ana ndi talata or bain sana shagal a social worker.
Okay.
Bimana ana ndi talata or bain sana na shagal fi barnami ta atfal.
Aha.
Lanu shokol ta social welfare de gistakal ma atfal furu ya
suru throughout.
Yes.
Aywa.
Saba, fimisa, fisika, fi aymar.
Fimuk kamani.
Yes, kulu ayin de kulu shokol. Ya nasa na zatu viga, viga ana shagal ma iyal yani.
Okay.
Aye.
That is good.
Yeah.
Colonel, ita shtakal taka, how long?
Yeah, thank you. Actually, I've started in 2017,
mm-hmm.
when this state technical committee was developed. And at that time, as my sister Jen has put it clearly, I was in Jonglei. And then I was also a member in that technical committee. The technical committee comprised from the army, the other organized forces, together with line ministries like Ministry of Gender and Social Welfare, and then also there is a department of this DDR that mm-hmm. are all. These are the combination of this state technical committee in the level of the state.
Okay.
And then we have an interministerial technical committee.
As well, yes.
Yeah, so all of them. And then also at the national level, we have it.
Okay. Yeah. All right. That's about 8 years. 8 good years.
Yeah,
okay,
good.
Yeah. What about Jen John?
I have been working with children, let me say, for the last 15 years.
15 years?
Yeah.
Wow, this is combined experience that is very, very rich. Now, let's dig into this topic properly. First of all, let us understand clearly what is child recruitment. I know, Colonel, you touched a little bit about the definition of a child, which is under the age of 18 years, even if it is by a day or some hours, that is a child. So I'm going to direct this question to Jane Joan. What is child recruitment itself? What does this mean for a child?
In child protection, we have child recruitment and we have used. Mm-hmm. Child recruitment could be in any capacity. He can be used for military purposes. And sometimes the recruitment could be voluntarily or forceful. A child voluntarily can decide to be part of the military because of the condition in the house or because of poverty that, you know, is hitting most of our families. They will decide just to go and join the military because when they join the military, at least they can find something to feed on. And then when a child goes to that military, sometimes he's been used. He's been used for child labor. Or if she's a girl, she can be used for sexual purposes, like in some cases that we came across. And then some of them are being used as messengers. We have scenarios where children are being used as messengers in Juba or spies or CID, you know, like all sort of used, you know. And sometimes it reached to the extreme stage where a child is being used for sometimes to go and steal, you know. And those are some of the things that are really affecting us. Whenever we see a child being used, it pains me because I feel like I'm not doing enough
mm-hmm.
to ensure that child is protected. Even though we are trying to mobilize, we are trying to sensitize, we are trying to raise awareness, to train that child should not be used. But still, by the end of the day, we found that children had been used. Sometimes, for example, if a father die, and then an uncle, for example, he will say that he will like to support the children of his late brother.
Mm-hmm.
And then what he will do, he will take that child and enroll him in the military. That is the support that he wanted to give him. Unknowingly that he is affecting that child more than he's supporting him.
Okay.
Yeah, we have seen many scenarios where uncles try to support their children, brother's children that way. So we were trying to tell them that it's not right for you to, if you wanted to support your brother and you love your brother, you educate that brother, that child of your brother, so that he will be independent tomorrow.
Okay.
Than for you to, for him to go to the battlefield and ending up maybe dead.
Yeah.
Then you haven't done much.
That's quite a detail
and also sit hajabo sit.
I continue.
Kaban fi marat fi yani mashakil. Mashakil da dawla au mashakil ben gabila ma gabila. Fa min khilal mashakil de fi haja bit asar li umata jena au la buta jena. Fa hajat al gahasir li umata jena buta jena jena shankida toal bi decide. Ana de roi staka la skira on der lisila. Asanana der dafa haja la mulu lana au mulu usra bitai.
Kede wanu su adi aja shunu ya bi hasile uma au abuta jena de.
Ma marat abuta jena de bukun katulu.
Mhm.
Au uma de bukun amulu refing.
Mhm.
Gidam jena de gaino. So fi hita de jena de biga bi decide imu der istaka la skeri au der feti su sila ba ai teriga.
In fact, you itagi answer swala lanza tu kandera salirare. De hajati ya tu algi kutu. Child recruitment regi hassle fee junub sudanini so na del awalita mention taninde shuno
ma taninde ze mana zakarta.
Mm-hmm.
Yani aljana zato hajata lo gasuma madana wolo gano ma ena foma biagbal plus al mujtama alo geni bi jambo mujtama de kan mashi bitriga galat u bro bitriga galat yani masalan kelana kelengale jiranat bito.
Mm-hmm.
Kan fi jiranto ina kaskeri au fi jena ina kaskeri wo kamande ristaka shokola askeri ade.
Mm-hmm.
So gano shokola askeri tava nu labis kaki uindu sila fi bed manato gi difa nofsu.
Mm-hmm.
Yan for defense for himself and then le usra bito kaman.
Okay.
De bad mina lajata le gahasi le yala sowar fi tanin yani wo zema gibel jen kelim yani wo mintilka nofsu wo de ristaka shokola askeri.
Uh-huh.
Lano mindu mahal wo mindu haja tane taman shokola skerede yani mindu yani experience kida galita bura ya ta bura enak safa intiba wamshi kidam war jawaras wamshi yaminu shamal wamshi kusila de yao de aktar haja kilaf do mindu haja tane
lakin kan finesia fi yani experience de lakin
fibidaya enak experience de kijamulu bat maita kan khalasi kharaita.
Okay.
Lakin experience de kanta mindu galam maita vigeni lukurut ladi maita vitavan.
Mm.
Yeah, dea mwishi lahina.
Okay.
Fa asan haja keli jana rofi mendiresa. De asan haja.
Kalas kwe, shukran. Yeah. Thank you so much, Omar Shara.
Yeah, I just want to add one thing on the top of the issue that Omar stated.
Okay, so you're adding some of the conditions
There are two things involved in child recruitment.
Yes.
There is a push factor.
Mm-hmm.
And then pull factor.
Yes.
These are the two things that go concurrent. In push factor, it is as you have stated before, that when the child see something happen bad to his relative or to his father and parents,
mm-hmm.
then he has to retaliate. This one, it will be the push factor. It's something that pushed the child to join the army. And then there is a pull factor. And this one, that's why we are now, even in the military, in the SSPDF, where we are trying to discourage
yes.
such practice.
Mm-hmm.
Going to the civilian side with weapons, it will pull them to join you.
Yes, because soldiers
they will,
look cool.
They will copy the same behaviors that if I grow up,
mm-hmm.
I have to be like Mr. So-and-so. And that is why we discourage such practice.
Yeah.
We don't want to see them. At least they should be far away from the civilian.
Okay.
And that is why even in modernized countries, the army has to be separated far away from the civilian population.
Wow. Yeah. Thank you for this. This is very, very clear. Okay, let's now just look briefly at, we're soon going for a break because I will be opening lines for some questions from the public. But we've looked at some of the conditions that is making it possible for child recruitment in South Sudan. And Colonel, you have talked about push factor and pull factor, which has explained some of the things that have already been mentioned by Omar and Jenjuan. There are things that push them, experiences that push them to join, and then there are things that attract them. Like, Colonel, you're looking very nice in your uniform. Even me, one day I want to wear this uniform.
Very nice.
Those are some of the things. Now, briefly, let's look at what the ministry is now doing, because all of you have said that this is not right. It is against the law of South Sudan and international law, and also it is just not right from a human perspective to subject a child to what war is about. And so what more is the ministry doing in this regard? I know you mentioned the action plan. Now I want you to, Colonel mentioned it, Jenjuan did, but I want Umar, you can talk briefly about from the state in the office there, what are you doing to work with these children in terms of making sure that, let's not talk about the ones you're removing, let's talk about stopping it from happening. What measures are in place?
Akter haja anna gamulu tawya anna kaman gamulu iyal de zatu counseling le barin usra bitom zatu tawya o counseling benis barom tanian anna gahawil shay jomon ashan yamshu fi madrasa wanna gahawil ba ay shakil imkan anna bidafa lomon gurusha madrasa aw anna bi shuf lomon hajata al madrasa azo the exercise books. But then the uniform to madrasa, they hajat al nagi fetish na gamu lobby for goyani. Ashan na der shaja jana de kali hawil. Amma fi iyal al drop out from the school. De na gamu lobby lomo ashan mu profi tekene kali school. Fa min khilal meshi bitom le tekene kali school. Mon biel gat skill. Mujirat kanu ligo skill manatu bukunindo yani mustakbal fi mabad.
Mm-hmm.
Vitali o bagder ligo teriga ta grush o bagder akulu nifsa to bagder atel usra bitola adi kano biga rava biga zul kafir.
Aywa.
Lano itaka la hasasa fi subjuba au fi juba amatan ita wilgo fi iyal ketiri hasa shakalin gurnesh idu gurnesh.
Mm-hmm.
Le lano uwa ayinu mafi halal varin gurnesh o bidigo ilba ta gurnesh mkenu bekumsumia varin uwa bishtaka lo gerib aja uta ishirin teletina arben jesma ujesma do bidigo lo gurush fogo. Fo ba akel ma usra bitaw de aw hajat al gahasilu de hajat al na daiman gen kare jumu lanu kala so bi gamendu teriga shenerja fi madrasa.
Okay, kala shukran. We're going to go for a short break. When I come back, we shall learn what the army is doing and how UNMISS is working together with the ministry and the army to, you know, bring this to an end. If you've just joined us, we are talking about the fight against the recruitment and use of children by armed forces and groups. We've looked at the fact that in South Sudan, there's an estimation of more than 19,000 children who are being used as soldiers since the country's civil war began in 2013. Now, we haven't even looked back since 1991 and, you know, the Liberation War. This is just after 2013. And so these are children below the age of 18. And so some of the factors that have been shared that lead to the recruitment, there are two key factors. Some of them are push factors and then pull factors. Push factors are the things that happen that push this child against their will to go and join the army or the armed groups. And these could be experiences like certain times children having been exposed to, you know, the
being able to witness the death of either their parents, or certain times when their mothers are raped, and then they are pushed to want to go and, you know, revenge, or want to do right by themselves, by their parents, and that is just one of them. Then there's bad influence from the community, and then there's some of them are just interested. They actually want to join the army, and so they are pulled into it. And Colonel Kuo was saying that one of the things to work against this is to ensure that the army is separated from the civil population, so that such things don't happen to the children, where they look at an armed officer with a gun and they want to be like that. And so, yes, as we continue with the conversation, you are free to send in a text message on 0912-177-141. After the break, I'll come back. We'll talk briefly about some of the work being done by the SSPDF arm here in the state for the technical committee that is joint in the ministerial. There's ministerial one, the state one, and the national one. And then we shall also look at the day. There is an event that will be happening at on Monday, the 12th, which is the day that the whole world marks this day. To end child recruitment and use by armed forces and groups. So we'll get all that information at that time. Otherwise, after the break, stay tuned. Don't go away. We will be back.
Broadcasting from the heart of the nation's capital, this is Radio Miraya. 101 and 101.5 FM. Radio Miraya. The voice of peace.
أبراهام ملك. هذه السنوات الخمسة من الحرب كانت كافية لتدمير آمالنا عقب استقلالنا. إذن جاء الوقت الآن بنعمل سويا وبقوة مضاعفة من أجل دعم تنفيذ اتفاقية السلام بالمحبة حتى تصبح جمهورية جنوب السودان آمنة ومستقرة. ليبارك الرب بلادنا.
جنوب السودان فجر جديد بداية جديدة. دعونا نحتفل بالسلام. عليكم سلام.
Nationwide, your daily current affairs program on Radio Miraya.
Welcome back. It is 17 minutes now to the top of the hour. This is Nationwide Discussion Hour. My name is Lucy Kiden. And this evening, as we discuss the fight against recruitment and use of children by armed forces and groups here in South Sudan, I have with me in the studio Omar Shafradin, who is from the Central Equatoria State Office for Social, Ministry of Social Welfare. He's the director in that office. And then we have Colonel Kuol Mayen, who is from Central Equatoria State Technical Committee on Child Protection. He's a member of the committee. And then we have Jane Joan Simon, who is a child protection officer here at UNMISS. You're very welcome once more to the show. We have been looking at some of the reasons why child recruitment and use happens in South Sudan. And we looked at the push and pull factor. And so we also looked at some of the ways that the children are reintegrated into the community. And Omar was saying there's a lot of counseling that happens, a lot of awareness that goes into the community. And he talked about encouraging these children to go to school. Now, most of them come back at an age where they cannot start school afresh. And then they are taken to technical school so that they can learn skills that can help them rebuild their livelihoods. So you're free to text in right now any question you have or any comment you have. And shortly, in about 5-10 minutes, I'll be opening the lines for you to call in and ask a question. So as we continue on the topic, Colonel Kuol, can you just briefly tell us what the army is doing to end this vice, this thing that we don't want to continue, to end the recruitment of children into armed groups?
Yes, thank you, Lucy. Actually, as I have put it before, the army has a lot of a program on that issue to do with the child recruitment and use of children during the armed conflict, of which the State Technical Committee was established. And before that, there is, as I have put it clearly, that there is a comprehensive action plan that's signed on February 7, 2020.
What are some of the contents of that action plan?
Yeah, actually, it lays a program for the children to get out of the arm.
What does the process look like?
The process will start with, first of all, to disseminate the message, as we are doing it now, and then advocacy, and then also training. We give some training to the officers so that they will know the value of the children. And then also we cannot stop there. We also go to the community, because community are partial and part of this program. Because if the community is aware of the benefit of a child, then they can be managed, they can be able to manage their children and prevent them from getting into the army. So that is why we have started. And then in SSPDF and SPLA-IO, all the signatory, we have established the child protection focal point in all the at the division level and even at the battalion level. And then we, as the State Technical Committee, we do make follow-up, especially in regard to the areas where there is a need, like example, occupation of the schools. We have to go and verify it, and then we have to go and talk to the people so that they vacate the place and that they leave the vacuum for the children to exercise their freedom. And we are doing.
Okay.
One of them, it happened to be Kondokoro, when we found the Kondokoro is being occupied.
Yeah.
And it was occupied actually without knowing that this one, it will affect the children.
Okay.
And also in some other places like Ganji, Carpeto, and there are other places. There are positive parts, actually. Some of the areas is being managed by the army. Instead of destroying that property, they are managing it like the one of Mangela in Wundruba Payam.
All right.
So we have a lot of programs that we are working on it, and then we will make it possible. Maybe by the end of this year, we will be cleared, as my sister Jane put it.
Yes.
That we are now on the process of delisting.
Okay.
And this is the aim of the country leadership, the SSPDF, to make sure that we are clean from all these violations.
That's amazing. Yeah. That is such a good plan. I cannot wait for that time. And so, earlier, Juan, you already talked about the work of UNMISS with the technical committee at the state level, the national level, and ministerial level. Is there anything you'd like to add to that on part of your work?
Yeah, working in our work, we coordinate with SSPDF, ministry, and other actors. And what do? We go, especially like when we are trying to work on child soldiers, we do identification. We visit different training centers or different cantonment to identify child soldiers within those areas or those places. And then if we find child soldier, then what we do documentation. And then when documentation is done and we do verification, like sometimes you need to know if he's a child, where is the age and all those things. And then we do case management. And the case management is always done by UNICEF. The UNICEF support the Minister of Social Development or Social Welfare to ensure that they come up with case management. Like each child case is being managed individually, not like it's not,
not as a group,
not as a group,
because they all have different stories.
Yeah. Okay. So that the process of family tracing and reunification will take place.
Okay.
Without the case management, the ministry could not know where the child will be going. So with that, they will be able to be supported.
All right. Thank you very much. Now, very briefly, Omar, can you briefly speak about this Red Hand Day, this day to fight child recruitment and use of children by armed forces, the day to mark that the whole world is against this? What is it about? What plans does the country have in terms of this event that will happen on Monday?
Bénisba le yani al sira au inha lonf di dalatfal bénisba le hakuma beta junuba sudan ana wabagir kelim fiu khalis lakin ana bikelim an wilaya lana wilaya indu strategia ma wazara tarayali chumaya anita gidirna amana policy bita khamsa sana من ضمن البوليسي دي أنينا دخلنا فيه برنامج بتاع الأطفال وأنينا عندنا دايركتوريت بقولوا دايركتوريت أوف تشايلد ويلفير فالدايركتوريت ده هو ياو شغل بتاعه الأساس ليالا صغار من عمر يوم لغاية أقل من 18 سنة
أوكي
فده حاجات اللي أنينا عندنا في وزارة بتاعنا لكن أنا كي لوبي عشان كيف أنينا بنلقى فانس غروش نشتغل بو
غروش ده حاجه مهم
اي نعم
ايوه كلا شكرا. You can call in right now and ask a question, and then after that we'll find more about this event that will be happening on Monday, and hopefully maybe you can attend. Let's hear from a caller. Good evening. Hello, you're live on Radio Miraya. Okay. Yes, hello.
Yes, good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm fine, and you?
I'm fine, thank you. What's your name?
Yes, my name is Jacob Adil.
Jacob?
Yes, Jacob Adil.
Yes, Jacob, where are you calling from?
I'm calling in Gudele 2, yeah.
Okay, in Gudele 2. What's your question? One question, please.
Yes, one question. Because I want to add this question. Because as people are working with, to need to take the children from the army, but as a young children, they decided to be a soldier. You can bring it back and then he return back. What the mechanism you can use is that this child will not return back? Because other children, they decided that this line of thought that is good for them to join the army. Because everybody used their fail for many things.
Okay, thank you, Jacob. I got the question. Thank you so much. Radio Mira, hello. Aywa, is it Manu? Aywa, Manu George, Swalta Kishuno, Anna Quays. Manu, kada one is folk shwea? So tak tehet.
دار التربية والتعليم والثقافة والرياضة والمدرسة ودوم يعلى المعيشة فأنت لو من جاي يكون متعور رجلا تغلفوا مرغو منه ودوم مدرسة يجيبوه ومنه رياضة كورة يمشي يحكموه مشان دول اللي بيستفيد منه بعدين ده سؤال بتاعي والناس يونسيف والناس اللي في السودان ده كلام بتاعي وشكرا وانا يعني بس
Kala shukran malish. Please get better soon. Thank you, Manut George. Thank you. Okay. That's it for our callers today. We had two callers, and I will throw these two questions. Manut George, Omar, you can answer that. The question from Min George Hasi.
Min Manut, yes.
Yala Jacob asked about those child soldiers who decided to join and then they keep going back. If you have any cases, maybe Colonel Cole, you can answer that. Just briefly in a minute, go ahead.
Shukran ya Manut George. Ana awal haja uza gule kida. Al jana de, na manu ikun sagayra fi batunumu, de jana vita usra. la nuli sa fi autonoma lakini amaniat la barade de biga janab tamu chama al yaldin kulu ma musulab ta wazara tarbiya wala shabab uriada wala kida lakini al musulada mushtarak bain al hukuma wal usra al hawadis al hasal kathir da wa ya wahid min al asbab al khalla iyal yatla fi shar zaid adam al murattabat زايد الغروزات وبسيط لأسر يعني الأسر عسى تكن شفتها في كونيوكونيو ولا شفتها في ميليشيا ولا تشوفتها وانت بتلقى عدد كبير من يال كله لافين في الشارع مدرسة ما في وما في طريقة لكن كانت لقيت بتاع في كونيوكونيو ده في ميدان زهرة ده ومن قادين يالا بكورة قادين نافس في كورة كورة ده في ناس زو قلوب رهيمة قادين يدوم الكورة وبيأكل من كوشة بتاع المطاعم في موجود هناك ده لانه خلاص هو فقد الامل هما بيتو بكون خلاو في بلد خلاوين على حسب مشاكل الكثيره اللي حصل هروبات الكثيره اللي حصل ده هو قام طلع من مالطا حرب محل الفوق جو وجا في مدينه الو مدينه جوبا في مدينه جوبا هنا هو بيلقى محل لو بياكل فوق الو في مطاعم طوال بيلقى فيه عشان كده هو جا في جوبا هنا عشان ياكل في محل ده اما طريقه تنوم بتاعه بنوم في برندات دقاتين او في بيوت لسا ما كراسو بنيان بتاعه فده هو مشي لهنا فوزارة التربية وما بقي روشيلو جانا من بيت قالت شيلو عشان ودي في مدرسة لكن إتاكا أسرة إتيا موصول الكلام ده
أي نعم كالا شكرا جزيلا Colonel Cole, could you answer Jacob's question very briefly in a few minutes in just 1 minute what do you do when you get that case of children wanting to go back to the army?
Yeah, actually this that case is common based on Jacob Agri question. That is why we have some mechanism in place. We have the DDR, and then DDR has to go with transformation process. They cannot just throw the child like that.
Yes.
This child has to go to undergo some transformation through training, something that can attract the child and leave the army.
Okay.
But DDR knows better. That is why we cannot leave the child in vacuum. We have to take it through that process of the DDR, and then DDR will deal with it until it reaches the family.
All right. There's a question here asking, where do these children receive the training? This is Abraham from WOW. Could you just briefly answer that very quickly? The training to come back into society.
DDR, we sell him al-Iyal de. بيسلموا من DDR لشوشور الفير.
أيوة.
شوشور الفير هنا بيقى بيحاول يشوف طريقة المفروض جانا دي عمولو شنو. بشنو بيبطنا سالفي موجود. بعمولو طريقة ترينينج بعمولو طريقة عشان هو يرجع لأسرة بتاعه وكده. دي هو حاجات الشوشور الفير بعمل. شروع كانسلين وو بأدنتفاي. طبعا كيس مانجمن. دي هو كده الكيس مانجمن كي جا يشتغل فوقه هنا ده. لانو امي بيسلموا كلام ده ما بارتنرز الفي بيسلموا لدي دي ار دي دي ار من هناك بقوم سلموا لشوشولول فيا شوشولول فيا بتا 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 غوس شوشولول فيا بتا غوس بقوم سلموا لشوشولول فيا بتا استيت لانو شغل ده كورو تكنيكا لو بتا استيت ده ودي كلام ده بيجي هنا زاد
كالا شكرا all right our time is well spent and briefly I'm going to give you each just 15 seconds to summarize, and then lastly, Juan, you will summarize by telling us what's happening in Gondokoro on Monday in 15 minutes. So, Akirkil Mataki, yeah, in 15 seconds, sorry. Akirkil Mataki, yeah, Omar.
Wallahi, akhi, ana best bu shaji ay zol fi bet, usra kalishil iyal, wodi fi madrasa. Khali ma shaji iyal fi shokol ta askeria. Ma shaji iyal fi shokol al gawi. Lan ujana. وخاصةً بنات ما يشجعوا بنات قال ما يقرأ مدرسة ما يشجعوا بنات في جوزه خلي يشجعوا بنات في مدرسة أهم حاجة كانت دير شيلو سوكول مسكين سوكول جان شيلو جانا في مدرسة وبكرة تبتلى زول كويس شكرا
Yes, Kanoko.
Yeah, briefly, just I want to say that we need to take this one as a collective responsibility. All of us should get involved so that we take them out of the army.
All right, it's a collective responsibility. Jen Juan, what is happening at Gondokoro? What time? Very quickly in 15 seconds.
Yeah, on Monday, we are going to celebrate the Red Hand Day. And that Red Hand Day is not celebrated only in South Sudan. is celebrated globally.
Yes, thank you so much. Jen Juan, our time is well spent. This is Nationwide Discussion Hour. My name is Lucy Kiden.
Nationwide, your daily current affairs program on Radio Miraya.